We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
News Talk 830 WCCO Sports with Mike Max.
Well, a headline story in the sports section this morning, Star Tribune, Max, about high school eligibility rules taking more heat.
Yeah, you got to be careful on that when you start going after the high school league, because it's a very complicated issue. And when kids start, first of all, there's room on both sides. In other words, kids should they only get to play high school sports once. You want them to go all out. You also don't want it to be the complete focal point of why they're at school. And the second part of that is, you know, as a politician, it's easy to raise the issue. But every time those kids move into a different district, they're taking away a spot possibly from a kid that's busted their butt within that association or stayed there, etc. So that is not seen in a favorable light if you're sitting in that school district. So this is a complex issue. Certainly sometimes there may be some more room for review, injuries in particular, concussions, things like that. But you can't turn it into a redshirt year either. I mean, it's difficult to you know, pretty soon you end up looking like a college and you need eligibility and all those things. They've made it, there's a couple things that are a little bit quirky about eligibility rules in Minnesota. For example, if your kid's going to a public school and you decide, well, we're going to take them to a private school and they've played some varsity sport, you now have to move, even if it's only one block or one house, so that your kid can go reestablish residency. In other words, the crux of the rule is if you want it that bad that you want your kid to play sport somewhere else, they have to, you have to show that kind of commitment, and that's a pretty big commitment to have to make to get your kid eligible. And in short of moving in and out to specific districts, it gets a little bit dicey as to how you establish residency. You get into a lot of these cases they're talking about are very unique cases. They're not the commonplace. You get into divorced families, and all of a sudden, you want to make them eligible, they just move over with the other parent, and that really negates the spirit of what they're talking about with this law and these eligibility rules. So, It's a little bit of a mess, and it's easy for politicians to sit from the outside and say, well, it's just this simple, you should just do this. It gets more complicated than that every time. Every issue is a lot more different than what you think, and it's a lot more unique. And there is no right or wrong answer, but the high school does the best they can to try to make this thing work.
Max, what are you hearing on the pro teams around town? Anybody getting close to starting it up again?
Well, the NHL could open up the facilities in early June here, and at least let them start skating. Now, what I don't quite understand on that is that if there's any quarantine period, meaning you want all the players from your team to be in the same place for X amount of time before you start to scrimmage or have official practices or things like that. I don't know where they go with that, because it's an international game and guys coming from all over the world, and I don't know what they're going to do in terms of testing. But right now, at a lot of other places throughout the world, you can find ice. I mean, in the U.S., it sounds like there's places where you can go out and skate. And so you got to make that uniform. In Minnesota, what's interesting is if they open up the local, which would be the Tria rink, there is a thought or a possibility that they'll say, hey, anybody that you can go to, you can go skate in your own city, wherever your own city is, you can go practice there. It doesn't have to be at your team's facility. So in Minnesota, obviously, That makes a big difference because you got so many guys from Minnesota that play in the NHL or professional hockey that live here and play for other teams. So if they did that and they started to, you know, try to put schedule ice time at the Trier rink or whatever it would be, that could be interesting. Although if they open all the ice centers, you know, if Braemar becomes available with a couple sheets of ice, et cetera, that wouldn't be too hard to accommodate, and it could be kind of interesting and fun to have them all practicing. But they got to get to that step first. They got to get these guys on the ice. Skating, they say no coaches initially for a week or two, and that's fine. But they got to get them out there. They got to get them doing something before they can start to talk about a 2014 playoff.
Unfortunately, the Beauty League will not be going this summer, probably.
No. The Beauty League has become a great staple here in Minnesota, but they were hoping to get that in. Ben Hankinson, I talked to him about it. They run that thing, of course. He's done a great job with it, showcasing the Minnesota products right there in Indiana, and they get good crowds and autograph seekers and everything else. But no, that'll be out for sure here as they just try to get themselves ready to play, and it doesn't look like there'd be enough time to put the Beauty League in place to get them ready before they went to training camp.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.